if the water's colder than 14 degrees centigrade, you're going to get what's called cold water shock. Okay, that's when you get that sort of intake of breath. Okay, what then happens as well is your arms and legs get cold, and you get what's called vasoconstriction. That's when the blood goes from your arms and legs and extremities to your core to keep your heart and your lungs and your vital organs warm. That means you've got no oxygenated blood in your muscles. No oxygenated blood, and if anyone's ever been rock climbing and holding themselves up, you get what's called, you basically, your arms get tired and you fall off and you fall onto a mat. That's fine. In the river, you just go under. So that's what can happen. Again, if you're swimming close to the bank and you can put your feet down, always wear something on your feet, because there's all sorts of broken glass, bits of metal, and when it's cold, you won't feel yourself cutting your foot open, okay? You're not going to attract sharks, so that's not a problem, but there's all sorts of, you know, microbes and organisms which will get into the cut and make it quite bad. So there's lots of things to think about there, but the key thing is, use the river, enjoy it, use it safely, and if you see someone in trouble, don't be tempted to dive in and get them. Call 999, ask for the Coast Guard and give your position, and also keep your eye on the person, because if they go under, you are the last person to see where that person went.
And it's floating to live, isn't it? If you're in the water, you would panic, but the best thing you can do is just float.
Yeah, basically when people jump in and they get that, again, the cold water shock, they tend to start scrabbling. And this often happens when they jump in and it's unexpectedly cold, or they slip and fall in unexpectedly cold. They try and swim really aggressively to the bank. The best thing to do, and the safest thing to do, is to get on your back and float. Let your body get used to the cold water. And again,
if you're near the surface,
it's going to be cold. Yeah. So let your body get used to it. Calm your breath down, and then look around and work out your quickest route. And the best route is not necessarily at 90 degrees to the bank, because your listeners can't see this, but if you imagine the bank, that's two horizontal lines. The flow of the river is coming straight towards you. Imagine arrows coming towards you. If you swim at 90 degrees, the flow of the water will pin you in the middle of the river. If you angle your body at 45 degrees to the arrows or to the flow of the water and swim hard, you're not aiming at the bank, you're aiming sort of further. So if you're looking up, you're aiming at 45 degrees, you won't make that point, but the force of the water, the flow of the water, will push you to the bank naturally, and you will get to the bank. If you swim horizontal, if you swim at 90 degrees to the flow, you'll tend to stay in the middle of the river.